All month long, KETX celebrates the 50th anniversary of the Armadillo World Headquarters. Hear stories and memories from the venue that put Austin on the musical map.
The very first place that I ever remember seeing a punk show was at the Armadillo World Headquarters at the Punk Prom. The Punk Prom, Barry Gavin got the Dicks. It was their very, very first live performance. And it was at the Armadillo World Headquarters. And it just shows you that the Armadillo wasn't just about Cosmic Cowboys. It wasn't just about blues. It was about music. And you can blame the Armadillo for bringing hardcore to Austin. God bless the Armadillo.
First time the Ramones played, it was in August, and we tried. Joey was the most unhealthy looking kid I ever saw in my life, and we tried to get him to not wear his jacket on the stage, but he insisted that his jacket was his persona and he had to do it. And I said, man, it's going to be 130, 140 degrees up there on the stage under the lights. No, he insisted. Well, they did their show and it was great. It was just great. I never had so much fun in 50 minutes. And when they were done, he just fell over. And I went to pick him up, and he didn't weigh anything. It was like picking up a broken kite or a real old kitty.
Well, please understand me. Everything's all right. I just must not have got a lot of sleep last night.
Well, Ely was sort of like Texas punk anyway. I mean, his the velocity that he played at and was just always really high, and he played a lot of fast songs, and he came out and played the most amazing set. I'd never seen Joe play a set like that. And then you could tell the Clash were like, well, holy hell, you know, who was that? And they came out. We were big Clash fans. We'd never seen them live. And they just gotten their new drummer, Topper. And that was probably one of the top 10 Armadillo shows I ever saw. London calling to the faraway towns.
Now war is declared and battle come down. This is Kathy Valentine, and I'm a musician here in Austin, Texas. I grew up here. I grew up at the Armadillo World Headquarters. So I am 15 years old, 16 years old. I'm playing guitar. I thought I was the first all-girl band that had ever existed. And then, what? There is a band playing at the Armadillo, and they are the Runaways, and they are the exact same age as me, and I just cannot wait. Hello, world, and you're wild girl. I'm your cherry bomb. You know, I hadn't seen an all-female band actually touring and making records, so it just cemented my ambitions. I moved to L.A. and joined the Go-Go's, and with the Go-Go's were the very first all-female band who wrote and performed on our instruments and had a number one record.
I was managing a record store over on Lavaca called Zebra Records, and we'd gotten a hold of the 12-inch single that had been released in England first of The Police's Roxanne. And so then the Armadillo announces that the Police are going to be playing there. We'd been lobbying for that and got the tour, and the place was packed. There's, 1,200 people there that know all the words to every song. So they finish the show, and everybody, you know, brings them out for an encore. And Sting says, well, you know, we only know the songs that are on the record. They leave the stage, and no one's leaving. They're pulling them back out for second and third encores. And basically, the Police ended up playing all the songs on Outlandos de Moore twice that evening because no one would leave, and that was the only songs they knew.
Roxanne,
Learn more about the Armadillo World Headquarters 50th anniversary at KUTX.org.